My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Matt, what's the biggest confidence you have in the secondary, and what's the biggest question you have about the Bills secondary?
I'm confident in the corners. I'm confident in Rasul Douglas. I'm confident in Christian Benford, more so than I think a lot of national people are, just because I think Christian Benford is slept on way too much. I think that, you know, I was listening even to a fantasy football podcast on my flight, and they were talking about, and it was an AFC East preview. And even though it was a fantasy football podcast, they were also talking about just like the teams in general. And they were talking about all of the significant losses the Bills have had on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, obviously offense too, but they're like, no Jordan Poyer, no Micah Hyde, no Tre'Davious White. And when you hear the no Tre'Davious White, it's like, well, they've basically been without Tre'Davious White for the last 2.5 seasons. So I understand that Trey White was an exceptional player before he had these injury problems, but it's not like they had Trey White for most of last season. They had him for 3.5 games before he got injured. So I like Christian Benford a lot. I think he's a very slept on player. I'm really interested in the safeties, because right now I think you are more confident and kind of how it pieces together than I am. I really don't know what's going to happen there. To me, it's probably the most, besides wide receiver, the most interesting position battle heading into training camp.
So I'm most confident really in the coaching of this side of the ball, the secondary. That's what the Bills have done under Sean McDermott, whether it's, obviously Leslie Frazier, defensive coordinator, now it'll be Bobby Babich, but whether it's Bobby Babich as a secondaries coach or John Butler as a secondary coach, they've always just had a good secondary. They've had a great scheme. They've kept everything in front of them. They don't get beat over the top. And I think that's going to be the case. I think this team is planning on Taylor Rapp and Mike Edwards being their starting safeties, but you have Cole Bishop, who will have an opportunity, and I think there's a role for him. He will play early on. I don't think he starts right away, but maybe it happens at some point during the season. My biggest concern is the depth for this overall unit, because I agree with you. Rasul Douglas makes plays, right? That's what he does. Christian Benford, very underrated, and they have one of the top guys at his position in the league in Taron Johnson. But this comes down, you want to talk about X factors? Can Kyrie actually make a step and play? Because if he can, oh my gosh, how important and incredible that would be for this defense, for their depth, Matt. But if not, what do they really have at the depth at the corner position, especially on the outside?
I don't think they have much, which is what I still am anticipating, that maybe they use some of the money that they have on, just because they've done it in the past. Do they take a flyer on a depth cornerback who's a veteran who is still out there? Or are they convinced that Kyir Elam can be that guy? I think that's what they need to see at training camp, because Kyir Elam had a strong spring. He was a player that was around the ball and was making plays, but can he do it consistently, and can he be trusted? I don't know the answer to that yet. I would say after the last couple months, I like his trajectory. This is one of those ones where you just have to take the cost of the player completely out of it. He has not lived up to expectations as a first-round pick, but if he can be your totally fine and capable third corner, then I think in a vacuum you would be at least okay with this season. it was a bad pick, right? At least up to this point. I don't see any scenario where he leapfrogs one of the two guys in front of him. My thing is, can you at least prove that you can be the third guy and play in a pinch and fill in for those guys whenever somebody gets banged up? And if you can't, then they're probably going to use a couple million dollars to go sign some veteran corner who is still out there, because there always seems to be veteran corners who are still out there. And this team has done a fairly good job at finding these guys over the last couple of years.
Well, we've talked 2 or 3 minutes about the corners, and I have not mentioned Jamarcus Ingram. You know how much I love Jamarcus Ingram. Mm-hmm. I will tell you, no, but seriously, I think that is a guy that I would like to see even more of a development from, because I do think he has tools and traits that can translate, and I think Jamarcus Ingram can be a player. He can play on this team. I think he has a shot to make the 53-man roster, mm-hmm. but you might have to find your return man from this group. If Daquan Hardy is the guy that they, you know, identify Matt as their punt returner, mm-hmm. then that's an extra guy you keep from this group. But that would be the reason to make the team. But that may be what they have to do here.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's just so risky, because I don't, right now, he would be your, conceivably, right, your backup nickel, because that is his true position. But I think that's Cam Lewis.
That is
I don't
Cam
think
Lewis.
That would be him.
100% that is.
So, and Cam Lewis is making this team. So for me, it's like, is the value that, like, I don't think you're playing a player that size on the boundary at corner. You're just not doing it. So to be your third string nickel cornerback and your primary punt or kick returner, you better be a damn good punt and kick returner. Because if you're not, my question is why. Maybe this is the KJ Hamler conversation, or maybe this is the Ty Johnson guy. Like, there's other guys who can probably do it. And if the difference is marginal, I just don't think it makes sense to keep three nickel corners unless you're getting an absolutely electric returner.
And you're 100% right. Cam Lewis is making this team. He's a very big part of this team. He's been around the system. He knows it. Cole Bishop's at safety, and maybe Cole Bishop winds up starting. Like I said, I wouldn't discount it. We'll see. But Taylor Rapp, Mike Edwards, Cole Bishop, Cam Lewis, the one guy,
DeMar,
that really is, might be fighting for a spot. But Matt, he had a really, really good spring.
Yeah, as far as secondary players are concerned, it was Kyrie Elam and DeMar Hamlin. Those were the two guys that just kept on making plays. I just had this conversation on vacation, because, you know, when you tell somebody you're from Buffalo, immediately the first question is like, oh, Bills fan, oh no, cover the team, blah, blah, blah. And then they start to ask you these questions, and like, DeMar Hamlin got brought up, and they're like, is DeMar Hamlin good? And I'm like, well, he got asked to do a lot when Micah and Jordan were injured. And then obviously last year, given the circumstance, like, he was on the team. Yeah. Now, I don't think 3 months ago I would have said DeMar Hamlin makes the team, but now I'm kind of leaning towards he does. And that's before they've even played a snap of training camp football. But his spring was even better than Kyrie's. So at a position where there's been a lot of turnover, I think they might like the idea of having somebody who has been around, who knows the system, who knows the scheme, mm-hmm. and they also know what he can do if they need him to play, because he had to play a lot as a rookie.
Yeah, and look, there's been a lot of discourse about him from fans, because, you know, mm-hmm. we know of what happened in the story, but fans thinking he's not good enough to make the team anyway. Well, he'll be a borderline guy, but I would tell you, he's also still on a rookie contract. You know, they need cheaper players to play. They can't pay. That's why we saw the purge of players. He's still on a rookie deal. Yeah, it's the fourth year of a rookie deal, so it's a little bit more, but he's not making an exorbitant amount of money. So, you know, that plays into his favor in a situation like this. Before we let everyone go here and we go, let's just quickly touch on the special teams, because there is a battle mm-hmm. for the punter spot. That is right now Sam Martin and Jack Browning, not Jake Browning, not the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm going to get it wrong so many times.
Jack Browning. And honestly, Matt, I think Jack Browning has a legitimate shot to be this team's punter.
I think he does too. And I think they believe that he can also help them if something happens to Bass, or potentially as like a directional kickoff guy, which is an entirely different conversation, because if Tyler Bass can't do that and you're paying Tyler Bass a lot of money, then the question is that a bad contract? This is a big year for Tyler Bass, but I think that I do think that there is something there. I think that Browning has a better chance than I think I even realized probably up until a couple months ago.
Do you think there's any chance he has of beating out Tyler Bass for the kicker spot?
No.
No, I don't think
I don't either.
Because he's done both. He did both at college. He punter and kicker. But to me, right, they paid Tyler Bass. He's not going anywhere. You're going to live with Tyler Bass for any good or bad. And I do think he can have a bounce back here. I still think he's a good kicker. He's missed some big kicks. We know that. And he's he was not that consistent last year. But I think he is still a good kicker and needs to rebound this year. I think the spot is very open at punter. The other thing you have to do is you have to show you can hold, right? I mean, obviously, we know that that's important. They did have Matt Hawk in a little while. For a little while, he's moved on. They still have Old Steady, Reed Ferguson at long snapper, of course. And, you know, that's good to see as well.
Is there on this team, okay, Josh Allen is the biggest lock. It, there's a lot of, like, just stone-clad locks. Has Reed Ferguson ever had a, like, position competition? I know there have been other long snappers here.
Not really.
But, right, like, that guy, good for him. He built a really nice career off of just, you know, and I know you obviously know Reed and you've done a lot of stuff with him in the long snapping, but like he's about as high on the list of locks as you can get.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. By the way, congratulations to his brother, Blake, who recently got married. Congratulations also to Dawson Knox, who got married a couple of weeks ago in Nashville. So now's the time, right, to get married before they report back for training camp. Blake obviously is a long snapper for the Dolphins there at camp and the Bills. They start camp on Wednesday. When are you going up?
I'm going to go up Wednesday morning. I'm going to go up really early. I'm going to probably do what I'm trying to do is you know, I work at a TV station. So like visually, you want to see somebody on television. It's a visual medium more than it is, you know, an audio medium. I'm trying to say, hey, let's have a bunch of video up and just call me. And I'll just come on the morning show at 6 o'clock in the morning and I'll just do it from my car and just talk. And you could just have file video up. They might say like, no, you need to get there earlier, which if that's the case, then I probably have to leave my house at 4 a.m. If not, then I can leave probably at like six. I can talk to them on the phone while I'm driving and then I can get there at 8 o'clock. So I'm leaving sometime between 4 and 6 a.m. on Wednesday. Are you going up the day before?
I may go up the day before. Yeah, I'm still debating that. I'd rather do that because the morning show, they'd like to have me on and I'd like to be on location and get ready and have everything all set. And then we move into our dorms after that. So, you know, either way, we're going to be out there for until August 8th, back and forth a little bit. But that's when training camp ends. And then the Bills have a preseason game on August 10th at home against the Chicago Bears. All right, Matt, I'm so happy that you got back safe and sound despite the travel nightmare. Look, as we sit here right now, I'm just going to tell you in real time. We're tracking this flight coming up from St. Pete to Niagara Falls. It's supposed to land in 1 hour and 32 minutes. And then let's hope the flight from Niagara Falls going back is good. And my wife and son are on it because that means they're on their cruise tomorrow in Miami. So let's hope that's the case.
Fingers crossed. I am going to give you the opportunity for an elevator pitch to me about why I should choose Syracuse as my team for the College Football 25 video game. So I just asked on Twitter or X, excuse me. I'm not a huge, we've talked about this. I'm not a huge college football person. I follow the draft because it's our job, but I don't watch a lot of it in real time. I casually will watch games here and there if I'm at a hotel on a Saturday before a Bills game or if I'm on my couch or something, but I never seek it. So I said, I bought the video game because I know people are really into it. I said, my only rules are I need a cool conference and I need cool jerseys. Well, Syracuse checks both of those boxes. Our friend Carl Jones from WIVB, he played at Syracuse. He's like, hey, play with Syracuse. Several other people are like, hey, you should pick Syracuse. It checks all your boxes. As a Syracuse guy, why should I pick Syracuse?
Because you can run the freeze option with Donovan McNabb, throwing it to Kadri Ismail and Marvin Harrison and some great players of years past. They've had a great tradition, but also because here's the biggest reason for me. I think this year, Syracuse is going to be fun to pay attention to with Fran Brown, who's done an amazing job recruiting, and they're going to take a nice jump this year. And I think it would very much coincide with their ascension on the field in 2025 to you actually playing the game now in Madden 25.
All right. Well,
or Madden College Football 25.
I'll consider it. I'm between like
24, by the way, is what I meant to say. But yes,
yeah, I'm like between Syracuse is in the conversation. A completely random MAC team is in the conversation. I don't want to use UB just because I feel like that's a little weird for me to use UB. So a completely random MAC team. And then I'm also very much considering Kansas. I just feel like Kansas, fun conference, like the jerseys. Same thing, trajectory last year. Looks like they've got some talent. From the outside, from somebody who knows nothing, I'm like, oh, Kansas might be the team I pick. So those are some of the teams I'm I feel like I really wish I had like the hats and I can do like a signing day pick of which team I'm going to play the video game with. And I could just put on a, you know, like a Syracuse hat or something.
For Matt, I'm Sal. Let's have a good time at camp, everybody. Come see us. Barbill East, Rochester, Monday, July 29th, 7 p.m. We're going to be there, 1129 Empire Boulevard. Here we go. Training camp is here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.